Hi everyone, this is Michael Bellina and this is your MIGMAN Media quick tip for today. So I'm going to talk about three steps to crafting a message that separates you from your competition. So it's not surprising that we make most of our decisions based on emotions. On occasion we use logic, but that is just not how human nature works. When developing a digital marketing strategy, we can use this to our advantage by crafting messages that empathize with your target audience's state of mind and encouraging them to make decisions, to make actions based on emotion. So using empathy to address that emotion makes the message even more powerful. I've broken down how to gather the information you need to craft the message that will win over your target audience and make them into customers. Step one, learn what your competition is not learning. Your customers are your customers for a reason, and there's probably similarities in the reasons as to why they chose you. A good place to start is to just ask. Ask what their state of mind was before that made them choose you over your competition. Learning about your customers' state of mind when they chose your business instead of your competitors will give you insight into what your competition is not offering that you are. If you'd like, more information on how to do this, I wrote an article recently about the best ways to identify your target audience. And in that article, I wrote about how to identify similarities and in particular, their state of mind when they purchase your products. But I want to emphasize that need and state of mind are just two different concepts. If you're looking for a divorce attorney, you're in the need of a divorce. However, every person that is in need of a divorce has a state of mind that leads them to that decision. The decision to choose one attorney over another depends on which attorney best empathizes with their state of mind. On the other hand, your customer may not need your product, for example, a Rolex watch. There's no urgency in their state of mind. However, there is status and perhaps showmanship amongst others. The takeaway is that you need to understand what is going through their minds and what is going to have them take action. The best way to do that is, basically interview customers who are, customers that have previously purchased your product or service. Don't get hung up on physical qualities like gender, age, and things like that, but dive deeper into what's going on in their heads. What was their feeling when they made the purchase and held the product in their hand? What did they feel when they left your office? You can use these emotions to start to craft the message that will attract others who want to feel the same way. The second step is to say what your competition is not saying. Now, if you and your competition are saying the same things, then it becomes a competition of who could shout louder. No business can be all things to all people, even though they say they are, but do they really truly demonstrate it? Where does their messaging not line up with their execution? It's in these misalignments that you could take advantage. This is where you need to start crafting your message. For example, let's say you are selling bikes. Amazon, Walmart, and Target all sell bikes. Well, so do you. They probably sell the same models as you, probably a few dollars cheaper as well. But how are you competing with these companies that spend more money advertising in 1 week than you make in a year? You say what they're not saying. Where do you excel? What can you offer that they can't? This leads us to our final step, which is do what your competition is not doing. Even a company like Amazon has areas that you can exploit. For example, you have a physical location where a customer can touch, try, and take home in one visit, where if you Amazon, you have to have it shipped, and it's usually 2 days, maybe it's overnight, but still, they have to wait. Think about this. Best Buy is still doing well, even with Amazon dominating the market for basically the same things that they sell. You could do the same. Your competition may have cornered the market, but as I said before, no business can be all things to all people. Some excel in price, some in customer service. Apple is a great example of people paying a premium for what really is a commodity device. They focus on the user experience and the quality of their products. They evoke emotion, state of mind when you purchase their products. They use this emotion to develop a loyal following, and it made their company one of the largest in the world. Now, as I wrote earlier, if you and your competition are saying the same thing, then it becomes a competition of who could shout louder. You need to say something different. Going back to selling bikes, big box stores sell bikes. You can go in, get it off the shelf, feel it through the store, pay for it with some milk and Pop-Tarts, and shove it in the back of your car and bring it home. There's so much that you could do to deliver a better shopping experience. The same goes for a service business. You could do things differently and perhaps more effectively. Take, for example, again, the divorce attorney. Every divorce is different. Some want to stick it to their spouse, and there are plenty that advertise that they'll get you what you want, what you deserve. On the other hand, I'm sure there are plenty of couples who don't want to stick it to their spouse. These couples just want a clean break, not go through the hassle of, you know, through that hassle of this is mine and that's yours. Their state of mind is quite different. And, you know, it's about finding a niche and exploiting it. That's what it's really all about. And here's some final thoughts. In crafting the right message, you need to do a little bit of homework. You need to research your customers and your competition. But here's a tip. I would make a spreadsheet, and at the top column of the top of columns there across the top, list your competition, and in the left column, create things that you want to make, that you want to make note of. For example, positioning statement, taglines, services, ad placement, social media exposure. When you do this, you can see everything at once. You can see where you can exploit gaps in their messaging. You may learn that they aren't very active on social media, or that they mainly focus on price. Maybe they focus on both price and customer service. In any case, rather than doing it, you know, going into a willy-nilly, you know, throwing a bunch of crap up against the wall and see what sticks, you have to plan where they are weak. And you have to plan basically to exploit where they are weak. I think I've said it twice already, but it's worth saying again, no business can be all things to all people. But I want to add that if they try to be all things to all people, they are going to fail at some things, and that is where you can win. And that is my quick tip for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram, and where I post these thoughts and other things like this up online. And certainly you can visit my blog at any time, which is at migmanmedia.com. Thanks for joining me, and I hope that you come visit again. Thanks.